This is a dictation for Kamon Robertson, KamonRobertson. Date of service, 11/19/2025. Date of birth, 8/8/1979. Date of accident, 3/14/2025. The patient is here because of various symptoms emanating from an accident of 3/14/2025. In this accident, patient was a restaurant driver and was involved in a frontal collision, head-on collision. Impact caused him various laceration of the face, which required various sutures, and he was admitted to McLaren POH hospital where various treatments were continued, but he was eventually discharged. He also was seen at Trinity Hospital. He do work at Trinity Hospital in a healthcare field. He initially started having moderately severe headaches with dizziness and blurred vision and pain syndrome affecting his neck, mid-back, lower back, and the left shoulder, left knee. Patient has required a lot of injections and treatment. Patient has had 5 epidural injections. However, his pain in the lower back and the neck is quite severe, middle back as well. He has had several series of shoulder injections to the left and rotator cuff injections, but patient is still having no recovery. He is able to do his work, which requires a light duty job, but his pain in the shoulder is still continuing. He was ordered a MRI a month ago for the left shoulder, which has not been done. The patient requires a large amount of medication, especially Percocet. He has reported that his pain is 9 on a scale of 1 to 10 in the area of the neck, in the lower back, mid-back, and the shoulder area. Knee pain is not reported at this time. Patient is able to walk reasonably well. Overall, the pains are varying from 7 to 9. ADLs are affected 9. 60% relief is reported by the patient. Please review the records for ADL per system review and additional issues. The patient do continue reporting headaches along with the lack of focus, but no other symptoms of TBI are reported. Please review the records for additional issues, memory issues, substance abuse and the compliance history. In the physical examination, the blood pressure is 161/102, pulse is 92, pulse ox is 100, and the rest of the exam will remain the same from previous visit, which is dated 10/17/2025. Dictation number will be 1019-001. The plan will be as follows. We provide the patient with the following medication, which is Celebrex 200 mg a day with the food for anti-inflammatory effect. Acifex 20 mg twice a day for stomach protection is provided. Wellbutrin XR 150 mg twice a day for mood. Xanax 0.5 mg twice a day for panic and anxiety and bad dreams. Neurontin 600 mg twice a day for neuropathy and headaches. Lidocaine ointment is provided for topical pain relief. Patient is also provided Percocet 7.5 mg 325, one pill a day for 30 days after reviewing his MAPS and labs, which are found to be okay. Imitrex tablets are provided 100 mg every day in the morning to prevent any headaches from coming. He also ordered a consultation to a spine surgeon for a spinal cord stimulation device. Arthrogram for the left shoulder was ordered. MRI of the brain with NeuroQuant and SWI is ordered. Patient has been referred to orthopedic surgery for left shoulder consultation and referred to neurology for possible TBI issues, and sleep study has been ordered. MAPS were reviewed as well as the patient is continuing his physical therapy to the lumbar region, cervical region, and shoulder once a week. He's continuing working at a light duty job. no other restrictions are ordered. Business for reviews. We also supply with the fall prevention, dizziness, and patient comfort and assessment guides. Thank you.